Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Ladies and gentlemen, 907, Rod.
907? Yeah. I thought you were supposed to say 903.
I can't help it. Inflation, you know.
Well, say, Red, what does this 903 mean anyway?
903, I think it's the number of hair per inch on Johnny Weissmuller's head. I don't know.
Well, that's silly, but tell me this. Does 903 have anything to do with the handsprings and cartwheels you were doing out on the sidewalk
before
the show?
No. I was just advertising my new picture for MGM.
What picture is that?
The Show Off. Oh. I saw it previewed the other night.
Snake?
No, I walked out after it was over. You saw the preview. What did you think of it, Rod?
Well, I thought that deadpan Virginia O'Brien did a good job.
Well, how about Pickle Puss Skelton? That's what I want. Hey, do you know how Virginia O'Brien gets that deadpan?
How?
Well, instead of using cold cream, every night she massages her face with embalming fluid.
You know, I thought that George Cleveland, Leon Ames, Jacqueline White, Marilyn Maxwell were all swell.
Yeah, what about me?
Oh, I liked you, Red.
You did?
Yeah, until I saw that picture.
Yeah. We will hold auditions for new announcers right after the play.
Well, I was only kidding, Red.
No, I wasn't. I hope Kay Kaiser likes you, that's all.
Well, that Jacqueline White's really a beautiful number, boy. Have you ever taken her out?
Yeah, when I first met her, I took her out every night for a week, and I found out that she spends $15,000 a year on wardrobe.
And you stop taking her out?
Sure, start going with her dressmaker.
Well, Red, when are you going to start work on your next picture?
Well, I think it'll be some time. The studio told me that my next picture, Margaret O'Brien, will play my grandmother. Hey, you know who else is in that picture? The Show Off it does a good job. Oh. Is Marjorie Main, you know. Marjorie Main, the oomph girl of Bull Run. You remember that? She's wonderful to work with, but she kept calling me Wally all the time. Look, and she keep calling me Wally, and finally I got so I just stand around, spit and scratch myself. She called me Wallace, and I couldn't remember a thing. I have long speeches to make, and she'd call me Wallace, and that'd finish that right there.
Well, that seems kind of silly.
Silly? If somebody called you Wallace, you wouldn't make any speeches either.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh.
Scientific tests of America's six leading brands based on a method used by the United States government. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors have proved conclusively. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than Raleigh's. So smokers enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh's. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh cigarettes.
Anita 903, Red.
And
now Anita Ellis will sing a number she has just recorded, The Old Lamplighter.
He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter much whiter beneath the candle glow. The old lamplighter of long, long ago. You hear the patter of his feet as he came toddling down the street. His smile would hide a lonely heart, you see. If there were sweethearts in the park, he'd pass a lamp and leave it dark, remembering the days that used to be. For he recalls when dreams were new, he loved someone who loved him too, who walks with him alone in memory. He made the night a little brighter wherever he would go. The old lamplighter, oh, long, long ago.
The scrapbook of satire gives a story concerning people and dogs. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons living, you better take another look. Chapter 11 is entitled The Lost Dog. Some people never rest until their lost pets are found. And this is the story of Willie Lump Lump.
Yellow, hip boy, hip boy. Here, puppy dog.
Willie, can't we look for the dog when it gets daylight? It's late.
Oh, I don't think it's so late. Well, don't stand there. Answer the phone.
Willie, you're an idiot.
Oh, you just say that because I'm nuts.
Better lay off of that homemade blood tonic you're mixing.
You mean my staff of life?
And while we're on the subject, just what is that internal atom bomb made of?
Oh, a little gasoline, a little kerosene, some Lucky Tiger, and a dash of bitters.
Isn't it harmful to your system?
Well, it's okay if you don't drink for a half hour after you drink it.
Well, let's go home, Willie.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere till I find my dog. He'd look for me if I was lost.
That stupid dog look for you? Why, he couldn't find a dollar's worth of meat right under his nose.
Well, that's not a very fair example, you know. Nowadays, who could? You know? And don't call him stupid.
Well, he is stupid. You tell him to sit down and he lies down. You tell him to lie down and he runs.
Well, that proves he's smart. Any dog will do what you tell him to do. Dog figure out something on his own. That's a smart dog, boy.
Look, Willie. Yeah. Let's go home. And if he doesn't show up, I'll put an ad in the paper tomorrow.
Now, that's the silliest thing I ever heard tell her. That dog can't read, and you know. Oh, I get so perturbed, you know. Perturbed.
Willie, I didn't want to say this, what? But we'll never find that dog.
Why?
Well, somehow I've got the feeling he was run over.
Oh, he's too smart to be run over. Before he crosses the street, he looks to the right and then to the left. If he sees a California license plate, he climbs a tree. Thank you very much, tree climbers.
Oh, I've stood enough. I'm going on home.
To your mother?
No, to our house.
Oh, well, don't hurt to look at the sunny side of things. Uh-oh. Don't expect me to get home till I get there. I'm going to find that dog. Here, Otto. Come on, boy. That dog. Here, dog. Oh, here comes the police car. Here. What's the idea throwing that spotlight on me?
Well, stop taking bows and I'll tell you. Yeah. What's the matter? Are you lost?
No, but my dog is, and I gotta find him.
What's he look like?
He looks like a dog. What do you think? He looks like a dog, but he thinks he's Johnny Weissmuller. He's wearing a red plaid blanket with a discharge button in the lapel.
Oh, was he in the K-9 division?
Yeah, he was a major. That's why I can't figure out how he got enough ambition to run away.
Well, have you been to the city dog pound?
Not since the last time I had my distemper shots, no.
Well, get in here. I know the attendant on night duty. We'll go over and take a gander.
Oh, good. I ain't swiped the chicken since I was a kid, you know.
Well, here's the place.
That's my dog. I hear him barking.
Look, there's a million dogs barking.
Yeah, that's the one that ain't barking. I heard him.
Well, we don't open until... Oh, Officer McGinn, you're bringing in a stray dog?
Look, wise guy. I ain't no stray dog.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't get a good look at your face. Yeah. That wouldn't happen to a dog.
Look, can we take a peep at the pups? My friend here has lost his dog.
Are you sure he's lost?
Well, one end of his leash was empty, you know. His end. Yeah.
What kind of a dog was he?
He was a watchdog, the finest watchdog that ever lived. 17 bone movement.
Quite a few dogs come in this evening, but it's so late, and I hate to disturb him while they all asleep.
Well, that's too bad. Them flea breeders were never concerned about my slumber. Come on, open up. Let's see them pot lickers, will you?
Well, the dogs are right in here.
Well, how about that? There he is in the first cage. Let him out of there. Let him out of there.
Say, how do I know this is your dog?
Well, let him out. You see how he comes to me. Come on, boy. Let the man see you know me. Come on. Look at him smile at me. Yeah, let go of my leg. I got him well trained. He don't bite strangers, only me.
Well, I'm glad you've got him back. He sure has an intelligent face.
He sure has. Wears glasses and everything. Look at him. Say, you want to see him do a trick? I'll show you how smart he is. Now, come on, boy. Now, what's two and two? Come on, boy. One more.
Now, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh.
Yes, proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh.
That famous radio commentator, Drew Pearson, says, quote,
Raleighs are right for taste, right for throat. I've seen the evidence, and medical science has proved no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Right, Drew Pearson. Those tests were based on a method used by the United States government. So friends, enjoy the new, smoother, better-tasting Raleigh. And remember, medical science offers proof positive.
No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars than the new Raleigh cigarette.
Now, my old partner, David Forrester, and his patrulla boys from the ranch around Red River Valley.
Thank you. Rod.
903, Red. Okay. Look, Red, I've got to find out what this 903 is. If I get down on my knees, will you tell me the truth?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
All right, I'm on my knees. Tell me the truth.
Truth is, you look kind of silly down there.
We turn now to chapter 21, to a story entitled Me, Dog, and Me. All children love dogs and vice versa. So this is the story of Junior, the mean widow dog fancier.
Junior,
yes?
Where are you?
I was wiping my hands and face with a towel.
Oh, aren't you a good boy? Yes. Of your own accord to go up and wash yourself.
Wash? I knew there was something I forgot.
Oh, dear. I'm glad your mother didn't leave two of you for me to care for.
Hey, when was I born?
Oh, for the day you were born.
When was I born, Grandma?
On a very stormy night. It was raining cats and dogs, and we were unlucky. We didn't get one.
Yeah. Hey, was you here when the stork brought me?
Yes. I was helping your parents nail down the windows.
Oh. I think I go out and play.
Yes, go ahead. You need the air, and I need the rest.
Okay, kiddo.
And Junior.
Yes?
Stay away from that little boy next door. He gave you a black eye.
Oh,
yesterday.
No. He only loaned it to me. I'm going to give it back to him today. I'm going to play. I'm going to bounce me ball. Now, where is it? Now, that's funny. I bet that widow dog next door talking. I will go over and give him a pup talk. I'm going to fix that dog. I'm going to tell Mr. Frank all about his little dog.
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Ah, beeswax.
You talk like that around your grandmother?
No, I'm smart up here, boy.
And if you do?
I'm smart all over here.
What'd you want to see me about?
It's about your widow dog.
What about him?
Well,
speak up. I'm busy making homemade fudge.
Well, your widow dog stole my... Hmm? Did you say fudge?
Junior, tell me what you came to talk to me about.
Well, I can't talk and drool at the same time.
Would you like a piece of fudge?
No, I'd like 5 pieces if I could get them. Hey, can I play with your widow dog? He's a lot of fun he is.
Well, I don't know. You remember the last time he played with you, he bit you.
Oh, he's not back from the hospital yet, huh? You know, he's a very smart dog he is.
Yes, he is. He told me the little boy let the air out of my tires.
No.
Yes.
Anybody we know?
Someone about 3 years old with red hair and freckles.
Oh, sounds like a handsome widow chap, don't you?
Junior, why do you act the way you do?
Well, I just a lonely little urchin. I ain't got nobody to play with, you know.
Why don't you ask your grandmother to go to the dog pound and get your little dog to play with?
That's a good idea. Hey, Grandma! Grandma, come here, will you?
Yoo-hoo!
Junior? Grammy.
Now, is he bothering you, Mr. Frank?
No.
What do you want, Junior?
Well, Mr. Frank's got a couple of ideas on how you keep me out of trouble. One idea would be permanently, you know, but I would get sent up the river for that. You know? But the other one's a pretty good idea. Tell her. What's your idea, Mr. Frank?
Well, Junior's so fond of my dog, I thought perhaps he had one of his own to keep him busy.
But we can't afford a dog.
Well, the city dog pound, all you pay is $2 for the license.
Yes, sir. Oh.
You'll have a wonderful pet and
wonderful
protection.
Pet. Good protection.
I have the address inside. I'll get it for
you. Yeah, go get it.
Oh!
Timber!
Now, who tied my shoestrings together?
Were your shoestrings tied together? Now, who would do the thing like that?
You.
Yes, you.
I'm sorry. I can't give you credit for that answer. You was prompted. But stand by for the jackpot question.
Now you're going to get it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Help me.
Oh, but Junior, I love you, but you've got to be good.
Yeah, you don't.
Well, I think if he had a little dog that would keep him busy, he wouldn't have to get in the mischief.
What if I had a dog that'd keep me busy, keep me out of mischief?
Well, if you'll stop crying, we'll put on our coats and go down and see about getting you a puppy dog.
I knew I would get one. Hurry, Grandma. Hurry now.
You behave in here, Junior.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get a dog.
Howdy.
Yeah, we want a dog.
Not so fast, Junior.
Well, what a nice boy.
Yes.
I wish I had a boy like you.
Grandma, this man's been drinking.
So you came down to get a dog, huh?
Yes, I would like a nice little doggie. Something to fit my personality, you know.
Yes, do you have a saber-toothed tiger?
Now, I want somebody to look like a wolf, you know. Something with great big fangs and red eyes, with a lot of fuzzy fur. You know, something that would eat me up in the dark when I... Oh, no!
Oh,
What's the matter?
I scared me down.
Oh, Bessie's little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Well, I'll show you what we have here.
Okay.
Pipe down, boys!
You don't know how to keep dogs still. Watch, I'll show you how to do it. Hey, boys! Meat on the table tonight! My goodness, look at the little doggies.
Ain't now, Junior, pick the one you think you'd like to keep and take care of.
Oh, look at this one.
That's a Dachshund.
Looks like a hot dog with four legs, don't he?
Isn't he cute?
Oh, look at this one. Ain't he fuzzy looking?
He's just a mongrel. Let's look at some more, Junior.
Oh, you go ahead. I'm going to look this one over.
Now, here's a good friendly dog right over here.
Well, now, little doggie, now that they're gone, you going home with me. Yeah. Here, now, get your paws off my shoulder. Here, don't lick me face. Don't. Here, stop. He's a handy little thing, ain't he, huh? Boy, there'll be no more washing me face with this baby around, boy. Here, now, you got to stop that. Either that or carry a towel around with you. Come on, you let me put you in the car. Come on.
Junior, look at this one over here. Junior!
I'll call him.
No.
But if I don't call him, he might get lost.
Then keep quiet.
Did you want me?
Yes, honey. Come here and look.
Oh, look at this little one there. The way he wags his ears and rolls his eyes around. Oh, he kind of dirty, though, ain't he, huh?
Junior, stop looking in that mirror.
Yeah.
Here. Look at this one.
Oh, I want him. Ain't he pretty?
No, not so fast. Let's look around. Maybe there's another you'd like better.
Well, I tell you what, Grandma. You just scout around a little, see? I'm going to stay here and get acquainted with this little one, see? Come on, boy. You going home with me. Come on now. Come on. Yes, Grandma.
Do you like this one?
Yeah, he's kind of pretty, but I don't know what we would do with him, you know.
I don't know what you mean.
We do, don't we, folks?
Well, I kind of wish you'd make up your mind which one you'd like best.
Well, I like all of them, my dear.
But you can't take all of them.
Trusting old soul, ain't you?
Now, how about this one back here?
Yeah, which one?
That's funny, he's gone.
No.
Well, you'd like this one in the next cage?
Well, he's kind of pretty.
Oh. He's gone, too.
Looks like they've all gone.
Yes, they do. Oh. Well, shall we go?
Well, I'm sorry, but people take them so fast. But you know something? We're awfully glad they do.
You are?
Yes, because it saves them from the gas chamber.
Oh, right.
Well, we'll come back some other time.
Yeah, we'll be back sooner than you think. Hey, Grandma, I tell you, let's take the bus home, huh, and tie our car on the back of the bus.
Junior, why do a silly thing like that?
Because there's no room left for us to sit. Look.
Good heavens. Every dog in the pound is in that car.
Yeah, a chummy little group, ain't they? Huh? Boy, our car's really gone to the dogs, ain't it?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Don't you dare open that door.
But they love me. Watch them follow me. Come on, boys. Here.
Look at them go.
Oh, now I'll have to go and round them all up.
Oh, now, don't whip me, Grandma. They're all gone. I was only trying to get them a good home. Somebody has to get a little doggy.
Oh, well, don't cry. You didn't mean any harm.
No.
Oh, look in that car.
Oh, that friendly little fuzzy dog. The first one I look at, he didn't run away.
No, he loves you. That's why he stayed. You know, if a little mongrel comes to you, he's your friend for life.
Ain't he pretty, though, huh? In a mongrel sort of way, you know.
Oh, Junior.
Mongrel, that's a new word for a mongrel that's got the mane, you know.
Now, here, Junior. Don't hug him too tight.
Oh, he's so nice. Though.
Get your head away from his mouth.
Yeah?
He might bite you and get hydrophobia.
Yeah. Boy, you sure does love me, don't you, huh?
Then I'll go pay the man for his license and I'll be right back.
Okay, come here. Here, boy, here, come on. Get in the back seat. Here, what you digging for? Is there something under the seat? Get it, boy. Now we both gonna get it. Here, here, that's enough, that's enough. Cut and fly. Stop it, boy, stop it. Here, get down on the floor. Oh, boy, you're the real wrecker, ain't you, huh? I sort of feel like I've got a branch office now, you know.
Oh, boy. Yeah? Hmm? Oh, no. No. Look at the upholstering.
It's a mess, ain't it, huh?
Junior, come here.
No, I didn't do it, Grandma. I just acted as the foreman on the job. He did it.
Well, I can't spank the dog. That would be cruelty to dumb animals.
It would. You lay a hand on me, I'm going to bark.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying Sunday is Navy Day. Thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Raleigh. Thanks for being in the audience, Johnny.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh, the quality pipe tobacco of America.
Rahm and Winterson invite you to other good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday night and join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. 903, Red. Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.